trainer today. Obviously, he's feeling better. Any other injury news or testing updates, anything like that?
No testing updates. Everybody's in a good spot. Nick Ahmed got through the day yesterday. We were super excited about that after a long layoff. It felt good today. Cattell getting back in there today is also, you know, obviously very encouraging news. To be honest with you, Cattell could have played again yesterday, but we just thought, you know, why cash in on the front side? We want to make sure that he'd be healthy and be able to play a full season without any step back. So all good there on the injury front.
Back to you, Steve.
Just wondering, Tori, you have a lineup that's very flexible. We talked about this the other day, and a lot of positional flexibility. Is that a good thing for a manager, or does that make things even more challenging for you to try to come up with the right combinations each day?
I think being challenging, no matter what type of team you have, the flexibility is how much. And, you know, being able to get creative and have conversations with different coaches and, you know, put the guys in the right situation. It's like a game of chess to me. And, I enjoy that. So I don't want to overcomplicate things. I don't want to make guys, you know, do things they aren't prepared to do. And that's what we're working through in spring training right now. So once we get that base camp taken care of, where these guys know what they're capable of doing from a defensive standpoint, and it's just kind of plug and play in different spots at different times. There are mainstays. We know who they are. But I don't find it challenging, any more challenging than the next thing. And it's how, like I said, it's how my mind works and something I really enjoy.
Nick Pecoro.
Hey, Tori. It's been a bit of a rocky spring so far for Caleb Smith. What do you want to see from him today?
Yeah, I want to see him establish his pitches from the get-go. You know, he works into the outing a little bit, and we see that pitch count climb a little bit early on. And you know, we know the reasons why. We know that it's spring training, and you got to you know, bring that focus from here to here to here to here with each start and each outing. So I just want him to make things easier on himself, where he walks out of the bullpen, feels good, starts executing pitches and pitch plans, and, you know, doesn't see that pitch count climb. And get the right amount of up downs today. That's important to get that pitch count up there to keep building. Those will happen. And I want to see where he's at. Obviously, I'm super excited about this outing for him.
Jack Summers.
I guess following up on that, is there any pathway for either one of the Taylors or Alex Young to still, I know you're keeping them stretched out for, you know, just in case, but is there any chance that any of those guys could still make it into the starting rotation first turn through?
We'll leave all options open. We want to remain as fluid and as flexible as possible in case something unforeseen happens, whether it be an injury or, you know, I can't imagine what else it would be, but we're stretching out 14 guys, and it's been a very challenging camp for the pitching coaches for that reason, but we've done a really good job because we want to figure out the best pieces and how they fit. So for right now, I don't have an answer to that question. You can see how we've established that there's five guys, and we're going to probably stick to that. But we're going to have our discussions here in the next several days to figure out how the rest of the pieces fit in. So don't have a good answer for you. Sorry, Jack.
That's okay. It does kind of sound, though, it's going to take an injury for anything to change at the top five.
For right now, yeah. That's how I feel. Okay.
Thanks, Troy.
Jody?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Tori, hi.
Hi.
Question for you about the pitchers and absorbing information. I know, obviously, Fitz provides a lot in the data and the way that you guys have worked in the past. With the new guys, how are they taking to that, whether it's Caleb Smith or Soria? Are you seeing some of that? I know it's harder in spring maybe, but are you seeing guys adapt and really enjoy having whatever they might need that maybe they didn't have in the past?
Really, really good question. That there's a really good depth answer that I could possibly give you. It is a really important feature for us. Our belief is that we execute a game plan. We execute based on a pitching report. We make sure that the pitchers understand how to get that information, how to process that. And that takes time. So everybody's established their contacts. Everybody has reached out to the from the level of being a teacher to the players. And, you know, we enter into this phase of, you know, allowing these guys to get as much information as possible and then go out and execute a game plan. So sometimes it gets a little more challenging with Soria, who's executed a very high level for a very long time, but he wants to absorb any type of information possible. So there's a process there that we follow. It takes a little bit of time, but it's one that we strongly believe in. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're trying to create soft landing spots. And these guys adapt and they make the adjustments no matter where they've come from.
Nick?
Sorry, I apologize. I feel like you may have referenced this yesterday. Did you say that for Calhoun, things might ramp up on Sunday? Is that what you said the other day? And what is the plan for him?
Yeah, Sunday he's going to get some regular BP. And that's always a good marker to see how you're feeling and not get a chance to think about any of your recovery. And you just react to the baseball and then evaluate how you feel. So he's going to continue to do the throwing program. Hit soft toss in the cage, but Sunday is going to be the next step where you're going to start to see some live balls coming out.
Are you guys talking yet about like the number of at bats that he would need before you'd be ready to bring him back?
We haven't got there yet, but it's something that the staff has talked about, that we're going to need to sit down at some point very soon about what that number is and how he's feeling. So we got to get him through checkpoint A. Once we do, we're going to make sure that we give him the proper number of at bats, and he'll be included in that decision.
Do you have any more questions for Tori? If not, thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you after the
game. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Tori.